Rahu was involved in the Housing Crisis Survival Expo, which you did, and it was tell my listeners all about what it was about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Survival Expo, also known as homelessness, it's pretty intense because we were staying in tents, was an event run by a group of community members and supported by Rahu that was about taking up space and being highly visible. So a number of activists from the community in Preston set up tents in the nature strip on St. George Road, where they proceeded to stay for 5 days with placards calling out the need for housing for everybody, and just joining, connecting with community and talking about the issue.
Now, this is a very, really interesting approach. Did you get a lot of interaction with other people as they noticed you guys there?
Oh, absolutely. We were staying across from Melbourne Polytechnic, the Preston campus. We had students coming over. We had people coming up all the time, locals and people who didn't live anywhere near. Some people brought food. This lovely couple brought over a couple of pizzas to share with everybody. We had a woman come up and talk about her own homelessness experience and how important it was for that visibility and for homeless people to take up space and not be ashamed and to call out the issues for what they are. I would call it a 99% support from the local community.
There's because I mean it was Homelessness Week just recently,
Yeah,
and
National Homelessness Week,
well
correct.
yeah, and
It's actually still going until Sunday.
it's still going till Sunday, and I'm sure homelessness is continuing for longer. But
Oh, well beyond, I'm sure.
the statistics are pretty bad, aren't they? They're chronic.
Oh, it's absolutely dreadful. The amount of people who are homeless, which we don't have, we've got estimates for, but homeless people aren't necessarily represented by the census, and rough sleepers even less so. But we've got pretty nasty looking estimates and a long waiting list for housing. The public housing waiting list is 10 years long for some people. It's just unacceptable. And the amount of services that just don't have anywhere for people to go. People have told us that they'd go to a particular housing service and they say, "Well, there's no housing. There's nowhere we can put you." It's a really unforgiving landscape.
Well, Rahu and the camp are really sort of positive approaches to community building amongst people who and becoming politically active, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And I think that what we as a union offer people is to amplify their voice. There's a great power imbalance when it comes to the difference between renters and landlords, renters and agents, or landlords, sorry, and renters and politicians. Homeless people even more so. So we represent all people in housing insecurity. The camp was a really positive message. I would say it was a positive action with a really sad message, actually, where we're calling out the issues for what we are, but we were a welcoming space, a space where anybody could walk up, have a conversation, would share a bite to eat. And one thing we really noticed during the time there was that the people with the least to give wanted to give the most. So the people who were poorest would offer food and blankets and everything like that. And then every now and again, you'd get someone driving by with a BMW telling us to get jobs.
Yeah, fascinating. Did people feel when they were in the camp that this was a bonding experience?
Oh, I can only speak for myself. I certainly thought it was a bonding experience. I made some great connections with people I may have never met otherwise. It was like even just through the planning, getting to know more people in the community who believed in housing justice, but also people who were a lot harder off than you might run into every day. But I think it was a really positive environment. I would call it a bonding experience for sure. Yeah.
How do people get in contact and be part of Rahu?
Absolutely. So the Renton Housing Union can go to our website at rahu, R-A-H-U, .org.au and sign up. You can see us on social media or give us an email at contact@rahu.org.au. And it would be great to see more people getting involved. I've been talking with people from other states and areas, and I think planning ahead something like this in more spaces and in more states would be a really important and beneficial action.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, you as well. Have a great day.